Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, feeling pretty darn good this Tuesday afternoon. I know, getting ready to kick off Bands on the Beach tonight with Dick's Disco Kiss. This is a good band.
Yeah,
I've
you can tell by the name.
No, well, I mean they really are. They're good. The curtain rises on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage in less than an hour, 7 o'clock. Bring your beach chair and blankets along. Just leave the pets and those. Glass at home. Don't want to do anything like that. Keep it safe out there. And also, why don't we, while we're thinking about it, go ahead and dive into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
So I want to make sure I covered the Bands on the Beach issue there before we got into this. There are more than, count them, 58 wildfires burning across the state. Florida's peak wildfire season occurring through June, now through June. The driest conditions will continue across South and Southwest Florida. Florida's public universities and colleges have until Friday to turn over records on staffing, research, and grant funding. The move is the first formal information request under Governor DeSantis' new mandated DOGE effort to identify inefficiencies in higher education. And Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer is accusing Pensacola State Representative Alex Andrade of hounding First Lady Casey DeSantis' charity on behalf of the state's largest medical marijuana company. Andrade says he wants to know why $10 million of the state settlement was given to Hope Florida, a nonprofit organization founded by Governor DeSantis' wife, Casey, without lawmakers knowing about it. Andrade, a Pensacola Republican, has blasted the DeSantis administration, accusing them of fraud. And that was a quite a topic this afternoon when we were over at PSC for the press conference with the governor and his wife in town here. Let me just kind of set this up for you, if you don't mind. As he made this stop at the college this morning, he was discussing higher education and the bill recently filed by District 1 State Representative Michelle Saltzman that would limit his power in selecting university officials. So Andrade wasn't the only one targeted today.
And this bill is proposed. I don't think she was the one that wrote it. I think this was the speaker told her to run it, but from Escambia County, Michelle Saltzman. And, you know, she had been a very good ally for many years. She had a good conservative record. And I think what happens is these people go to Tallahassee and they go native. She's doing the bidding of the leadership and the staff. She's not doing what you sent them there to do.
Okay, a very interesting press conference today over at PSC. Enjoyed being there for that. And Science Saturdays are featured at the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. They're absolutely free for students in grades 3 to 7. Happens this Saturday. We're going to meet Dr. Kevin Gluck. He's going to present a session called Reacting, Responding, and Remembering.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Late last hour, we did have some backups from an accident on Navarre Parkway. That was going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that has just about cleared out. So if you're dealing with any issues there or anywhere else, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 77 degrees, going to be a low of 53 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 76, sunny mostly clear with a low of 56.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, 617 News Radio 92.3. Former federal health official Dr. Anthony Fauci drew both cheers and jeers from demonstrators. This was outside a venue where he had been giving talks here in the state. Eben Brown has this report from Miami.
Dr. Anthony Fauci remains a controversial figure. The former chief of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases gave a talk at Ringling College in Sarasota and was greeted by some fans.
I do believe he's a good person and he's got a solid background.
Like Barbara, but also plenty who take issue with Fauci's insistence on masks and isolation during the COVID pandemic, as well as his demeanor. Joshua Coleman leads the group V is for Vaccine.
A lot of people said, we don't want him to come here and just be able to come in and just say whatever he wants to without people understanding that there is another side.
Fauci is now retired. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the Republican Party of Florida has expanded its registration advantage over the Democratic Party to more than 1.2 million voters. Republicans now hold all statewide offices and supermajorities in the Florida legislature, and they've steadily increased their lead in voter registration after historically trailing.
Okay, 618 News Radio 92.3. The suspect in the second assassination attempt against President Trump during last year's campaign was back in a federal courtroom this afternoon.
Ryan Wesley Ruth and his lawyers were back in federal court in Fort Pierce, Florida. Ruth is accused of hiding in the shrubs at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach, intending to shoot and kill President Trump, then a candidate, as he golfed last September. The defense is now claiming that the FBI forensics on the firearm recovered from Ruth didn't test the gun's range of fire, meaning the federal prosecutors can't prove intent to kill. The defense will get a chance to examine the firearm and other evidence next week. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And several Florida students may have to leave the country. FSU officials confirmed yesterday that three of their students had visas revoked by the federal government. Meanwhile, eight University of Florida students suffered the same ordeal. There's no word on why the visas were revoked, but statewide, the Times-Herald reports that at least 29 student visas have been revoked.
Yeah, Florida Governor DeSantis is pretty vocal about this. The Trump administration's crackdown on colleges and universities continue. Well, Governor DeSantis spoke today here at PSC about a House bill that would stop government officials from making administrative decisions at state universities.
They even write in this legislation that the governor and the governor's office can have no communications involving who gets selected to be university presidents. Imagine that. They bring some communist in to be the president of a university, and I'm just supposed to sit there and twiddle my thumbs? That's not how I roll.
You know, and speaking of authorities clashing a bit, Orlando will face consequences if it doesn't comply with a state law on immigration. So here's the deal. Attorney General James Uthmeyer sent a letter yesterday to Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer. Uthmeyer writes the city's Trust Act, passed in 2018, is a sanctuary policy that's void under a state law passed in 2019. That law bans local governments from having sanctuary policies that get in the way of the federal government's attempt to enforce immigration laws. Uthmeyer says that his office will take legal action against the city and any city employee or agent who violates the law, and that could mean removing Dyer from office, hypothetically.
Okay, while we're talking about Orlando, pointing to ongoing threats to manatees, Orlando-based Judge Carlos Mendoza said the state has violated the Federal Endangered Species Act in its regulation of wastewater discharges along the East Coast. The move has led to the demise of seagrass. That's what the big cows, sea cows, the manatees, that's part of their diet.
Right.
They're killing us off, and they're starving. And it's been absolutely terrible, harmful death to the manatees. Mendoza says FDEP needs to seek what is known as an incremental take permit from federal wildlife officials to help minimize the effects of discharges on those manatees.
Absolutely.
Do something about it.
Just about 6:21 here. We'll take a break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of the biggest stories swirling around the nation today.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Getting out of the military, I was missing this camaraderie.
It's frustrating when you try and talk to people that don't understand.
I would be talking, but I wasn't there with them. You just feel so alone.
I still had the anger, I still had the addictions, but we didn't talk about that.
Came to a point where it's like, okay, I really need to talk to somebody about this.
Family more or less encouraged me, you know, go to the VA, you're a veteran, see what they can do to help you.
When you have family, friends, when you have the facilities like the VA and the Vet Center, it gives me, it gives others encouragement to keep moving forward.
It's okay to go get help. It's okay to talk to people because it takes true strength to ask for help.
Talking with other veterans was the best method for learning the roadmap to success.
Hear veterans' real stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, not too much going on the roads here. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. If you are dealing with any problems, they shouldn't hold you up for long. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 53 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, clear, high of 76 and a low of 56.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 627 News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending down today amid more concern about President Trump's trade war. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending lower as investors remain concerned about President Trump's trade policies. Financials were among the biggest gainers following continued strong earnings from big U.S. banks. Both Bank of America and Citigroup reported better than expected financial results, partly because of market volatility, which generated more money for their trading businesses. Shares of Bank of America rose nearly 3%, while Citi stock rose 2%. Gold climbed near record levels. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, American Express and IBM, the Dow decliners, Boeing, Caterpillar, and McDonald's. The Dow falling 156 points, the NASDAQ lower by 8, S&P 500 down 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And this status hearing that got underway in the case of a Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador seems to be hanging on a single word here. The White House originally said that the man who was living in Maryland was mistakenly deported due to a paperwork error, so the Supreme Court recently ordered that the U.S. government facilitate his release. But Attorney General Pam Bondi believes that word facilitate means to remove domestic obstacles. So Bondi says that the man is definitely a member of MS-13, and it's up to El Salvador to facilitate his release.
There you go, Pam. 628 News Radio 92.3. Beautiful afternoon. I see Bands on the Beach gets off about 32 minutes right now. You heard me on the phone call. I'm heading over as soon as I get off this air. Mm. I'm cruising to the beach. I want to check out Disco Kiss.
And also check out our sister station, Cat Country. They're down there until 8.
Oh, absolutely. They do a great job down there. One Wall Street leader pretty confident this afternoon the U.S. will emerge strong after tariffs disputes. Jenny Casola has those numbers for you.
Citigroup CEO Jane Fraser is upbeat about the U.S. economy. She's looking past the current trade turmoil. Fraser says when all is said and done and longstanding trade imbalances and other structural shifts are behind us, the U.S. will remain the world's number one economy and the dollar will remain the reserve currency. Fraser says Citi is prepared for a wide variety of macro uncertainties as global trade policy is addressed by the Trump administration and the U.S.'s many overseas trading partners. Citi reported an upbeat start to the year, partly because it made more from trading during market volatility. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And another Columbia University student has been taken into federal custody by the Department of Homeland Security. The lawyer for Mohsen Madawi says that their client was arrested and detained after attending his naturalization interview on Monday. He was born and raised in a refugee camp in the West Bank until 2014 when he moved to the U.S. He's been a legal resident for the last 10 years and is set to graduate from Columbia next month. However, last year, he had been an active participant and organizer of some of the pro-Palestinian demonstrations going on Columbia's campus.
Not a very good idea, I would say. Let me just kind of piggyback on this subject matter. The Trump administration's taking aim at migration initiatives from former President Joe Biden that accounts for hundreds of thousands of individuals here in the U.S. Jackie Heinrich, she's at the White House, giving us a report this afternoon.
The press secretary said something pretty significant. Even though these half million or so migrants entered the country through what was at the time deemed a legal program, the Trump administration views them as illegal immigrants, saying that the Biden administration stretched the law to get them here in the first place. So the judge's order as it stands would appear to require that each of these half million migrants should get individual hearings. The White House saying that it will fight this in court. Former President Biden created the CHNV Mass Humanitarian Parole Program through his executive powers. Now, President Trump is trying to use his own executive authority to undo it and to revoke their status.
Okay, so what did you think about that? You were listening to it?
Yeah, sure I was. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, it's a fair discussion. I don't want to take sides on this one.
Okay, I wouldn't either. 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.98% this afternoon. That 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.45%. That's your mortgage rates from Mortgage News Daily.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Former President Joe Biden returns to the national stage, making his first speech since leaving the White House. He spoke about protecting Social Security at the National Conference of Disability Advocates in Chicago.
Social Security is more than a government program. It's a sacred promise.
The Trump administration has been denying claims from Democrats that it will cut Social Security benefits. A court hearing today in the case of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador, a federal judge is questioning the Trump administration why they haven't moved to return him to the U.S., as per a Supreme Court order. Abrego Garcia's wife, Jennifer Vasquez, spoke outside the courthouse.
As we continue through Holy Week, my heart aches for my husband, who should have been here leading our Easter prayers.
The White House says Abrego Garcia is a member of the MS-13 gang. America's listening to Fox News.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Do you believe in love? 634, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. A little Huey Lewis in the news. Isn't it Huey?
Yes.
Okay. I just thought I'd get some San Francisco vibes going for us this afternoon. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks a lot for letting us jump on that ride home. We do appreciate it. Of course, the weather is the main topic here. Looking just good. Looking great.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow flags, by the way, flying on Pensacola Beach tonight. So if you're having any thoughts about going and jumping in the water, I don't know why you would. That water's cold. But there you go. Yellow flags are flying. And let's go ahead and make that mighty leap and do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
You know, I showed Austin on his driver's license today. If you look at your driver's license and you look up at the upper right-hand corner, there's a gold star up there. It's going to come into play here. The federal government is going to begin enforcing the national Real ID law in 22 days, May 7th. Federal agencies will accept only state-issued driver's license and IDs that meet Real ID requirements. Again, if your driver's license or ID card has that gold star in the upper right corner, by golly, you're good to go. Makes you feel a little bit better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, vaccine advisors to the CDC are meeting to discuss the nation's vaccine policies. It is the first meeting since Robert Kennedy Jr. took charge of the Department of Health and Human Services. The two-day meeting now underway in Washington. And I'm having a hard time grasping this. I know, back in the day, you know, you used to finance your car for 3 years, then went to four, and you're really stretching it at five. Get this one. Car buyers use seven-year loans to finance new vehicles as they continue to struggle with affordability. That darn thing's going to be an antique before you pay it off. 84-month loans accounted for almost 20% of new vehicle financing in the first 3 months of 2025. For roughly 18% of new car buyers in the first quarter, this is another thing I can't believe. Ready? They faced monthly payments of over $1,000 a month for a car.
Wow.
Not me.
You're like, I ain't doing that.
Mm-mm, no, sir. That's amazing. Okay, so anyway, that's one thing we're looking at. And if you're if you're an entertainment aficionado, you're ready to get a good charge of entertainment, I got the information for you. New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Fest, kicking off in 9 days.
Wow.
April 24th through May 4th, spanning the two weekends, there is no shortage of superstar talent. It's in Gentilly, and we always say in New Orleans, we call it Chili Gentilly.
Is it chilly this time of year?
No.
I was about to say, I guess not.
Contraire. No, it's New Orleans. Come on. So that's the top three stories today.
All righty.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
On the sports side of the spectrum, we got President Trump honoring the Navy midshipman football team. It's an event at the White House where Trump presented the team with the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Now, if you don't know what that's for, there's a college football rivalry, and it's pretty darn iconic between Army, Navy, Air Force is in the mix too. But it's awarded to the team that wins that football series between the three schools. The president said the team showed that they had what it took to be winners, and they never stopped fighting. And of course, he's referring to a game that he himself attended last December that saw Navy secured the trophy by beating Army 31-13.
All right. The WNBA's Dallas Wings making their first pick in the 2025 draft. Jared Max has the action.
The future of the Women's National Basketball Association was drafted into the league last night.
With the first pick in the 2025 WNBA draft, the Dallas Wings select Paige Beckers, University of Connecticut.
Before I was asked about Tex-Mex versus barbecue, I was unfamiliar with the term Tex-Mex, so that's my pick. But Dallas, I'm so excited. Just a new city, a new start, a fresh start, and so I'm excited. Let's get it.
On ESPN, Paige Beckers from the national champion UConn Huskies selected first by the Dallas Wings. She averaged just under 20 points per game this past season. Jared Max, Fox News.
And Dodgers legend Manny Mota is recovering from a stroke. The 87-year-old reportedly responding to commands and resting comfortably. Mota's son, Jose, a former player and Dodgers broadcaster, told ESPN that his father never lost consciousness during the event. Mota spent 13 years with the Dodgers and is known as arguably the greatest pinch hitter of all time. Following his retirement as a player, he remained with the Dodgers as a coach until 2013 and then moved full-time to the broadcast booth. And his son says that his dad's recovering well.
Yeah, he played during the Pee Wee Reese and Don Drysdale days and the Dodger days. A female Army Ranger, the very first woman to compete in the grueling Best Ranger competition. Now, this is a lady you give respect to and you say yes, ma'am, to.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's Sue Guzman.
Up until 2015, female soldiers were not allowed to be Army Rangers. Now a female Army Ranger, 25-year-old First Lieutenant Gabrielle White, took part for the first time in the annual Best Ranger competition over the weekend at Fort Benning in Columbus, Georgia, with her two-soldier team coming in 14th place overall. This competition is exacting. Soldiers are required to move more than 60 miles in 3 days with little rest and included helicopter missions, physical fitness tests, land navigation, weapons qualification, obstacle courses, and more. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
All righty, now it's time for your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. I don't think the Cleveland Browns or New York Giants should pass on Shedeur Sanders at 2 or 3, but I think both will when it comes to the NFL draft next Thursday. Right now I have Cleveland selecting Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter landing in the Big Apple. Carolina Panthers GM Dan Morgan picking at 8 also recently said he's open to trading down. And with the New Orleans Saints picking at 9, the Browns or Giants try to get a deal done with Carolina to move back up and snag Shedeur, so one of those teams can get the best of both worlds. I'm Zach Gelb.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Alrighty, a bipartisan group of state attorneys general, led by California's Rob Bonta, urging Congress to address the impact of pharmacy benefit managers on rising prescription prices. They believe federal laws should prevent them and their parent companies from owning pharmacies, saying that these entities have not fulfilled their role in lowering costs. The attorneys general highlight that CVS Caremark, OptumRx, and Express Scripts control around 80% of prescriptions and often manipulate discounts, which raises medication prices.
Okay, watch the amount rise for Harvard. A White House task force is freezing federal funding for that university.
after they said they will not comply with a list of demands from the Trump administration in its fight against campus anti-Semitism. Eric Schaun has the details for us.
The Trump administration is giving Harvard an F, and now the elite university is the first one to fight back against White House demands that it changes its policies. You know, more than $2 billion in federal funding now put on hold unless Harvard adopts nearly a dozen changes that the Trump administration is demanding. They include reducing the power of faculty and students over policies, reporting foreign students here on visas who violate codes of conduct, teaching different points of view, a demand seen as including conservative issues in the classroom, as well as further addressing anti-Semitism on campus. But Harvard calls the Trump demands illegal and is refusing, saying the move damages research that helps all Americans and tramples on academic freedom.
Yeah, you know, kind of tethering on to this story here. The White House says President Trump is actually wanting Harvard University to apologize for the anti-Semitism on campus in particular upon the federal government freezing more than $2 billion. The school said it was not going to accept the Trump administration's conditions to continue federal funding. And you can argue that Trump is petty over this, but I mean, if they're not going to take the steps to even admonish something like anti-Semitism like he's asking for, if they're not even going to try to meet that, assuming that they don't, that's kind of a red flag.
6:43, News Radio 92.3. When you watch like a meteor show, a light show going out, or just stargazing, if you will, got to get away from all the lights of the city.
Yes.
I'll tell you where the greatest place is to watch just the stars. If you take the Pickens Road towards Fort Pickens, right there at the Ranger Station before you pay your tolls, pull over there. Right, you don't have to go in because it's closed, of course, at nighttime.
Yeah.
But that's a great place. Take your beach chair out there, because I bring this up to you because there is going to be a heavenly light show that goes back 1,000 or so years, and it begins tomorrow night. CJ Papa has more.
The first recorded sighting of the Lyrids meteor shower was in 687 BC in China. Fast forward 2,719 years to Wednesday night when the skies sparkle. The Lyrids are known for their fast and bright meteors, but they're not as fast or as plentiful as the famous Perseid in August, that from NASA, which adds it can produce as many as 100 meteors seen per hour. The Lyrids meteor shower is space debris burning up in our atmosphere, left over from the comet Thatcher, which was discovered in 1861. It'll be visible from April 16th to April 26th, and peak in the pre-dawn hours of April 22nd. Be patient. It takes about 30 minutes for your eyes to adjust to the night sky for the best viewing. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, sitting at around 77 degrees on a local scale. Tonight's low is going to be 53. Clear skies, as clear skies will bleed into Wednesday, where it will be sunny, high of 76, low of 56.
All right, that's a look at the local side of the equation when we come to the forecast. Let me go ahead and give you the national view. Winter conditions holding out as long as they can. Meteorologist Adam Klotz has the story.
Midway through April, and some winter weather is still on the table as lake effect snow is expected from Tuesday night through Wednesday, downwind of the lower Great Lakes. Snow accumulations will range from 4 to 8 inches across upstate New York. Additionally, wind advisories have been issued across portions of the East Coast and Mid-Atlantic. Gusts of up to 50 miles per hour are expected. And finally, from the West Coast to the central United States, expect warm weather the next several days. Highs will reach between 15 and 20 degrees above average. However, no daily records are expected to be broken. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
All righty, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg spending the day being grilled by the FTC. Zuckerberg took the stand again today to testify in Meta's antitrust trial, where the company is accused of buying Instagram and WhatsApp in an effort to protect its alleged monopoly in the social networking industry. Federal officials attempted to show Meta made the acquisitions with the express goal of eliminating its competitors, claims that Zuckerberg denies.
Okay, artificial intelligence, we all agree it is expanding at light speed. It just hot topic.
Indeed.
Okay, Kelly Sabrini has more on this.
Fox on Tech.
The World Nuclear Association announced that Amazon, Google, and Meta have pledged their support to help triple nuclear capacity around the world by 2050. The U.S. uses a lot of energy. That's because they're the leaders in AI. The U.S. outpaces the next four data center hungry countries combined by nearly 2.5 times as much. Now to natural gas, we spoke to the head of Williams Companies, which transports 1/3 of the country's natural gas. CEO Alan Armstrong tells me, bottom line, it's reliable, and the U.S. has a lot of it.
This urgent need for power has aligned a lot of people around the fact of supporting natural gas, because the big software companies understand the reliability that they need is enormous.
One thing that's clear, we cannot afford to fall behind on artificial intelligence because of its national security implications. With Fox on Tech, Kelly Saberi, Fox Business.
Hey, artificial intelligence ain't just trying to get into the national security vibe, all right? OpenAI is apparently getting into the social media game. That's according to The Verge, which reports that it's in the early stages of development and would be based on ChatGPT's image generation. And this news comes after ex-owner Elon Musk made a bid to purchase OpenAI for around $97 billion earlier this year. The AI research group's co-founder, Sam Altman, declined and instead made a counteroffer for Musk's platform for the same price.
Oh, life was so much easier when you just had to tell the kids, put the phone down.
That is true.
Now it's like, put the computer, put the voice down,
put Dreamcast away.
Put everything away.
Yeah, your Game Boy,
very,
put that up.
Very, very confusing. 648, News Radio 92.3. The FAA has issued an emergency order. This is in regards to the charter company involved in last week's chopper crash in New York City. Ted Linder is with us from NYC.
The sightseeing helicopter company New York Helicopter Charter has been grounded by the FAA just days after the tragic crash that killed five tourists from Spain, as well as the pilot. Regulators say the company fired its operations director just minutes after he agreed to suspend flights during the investigation. He'd agreed on Sunday to voluntarily halt flights while the crash was being investigated. But just minutes after the halting, the company's chief executive sent a separate email to the FAA saying he did not authorize the halt. The chopper broke apart midair before crashing into the Hudson River Thursday. The NTSB has recovered key rotor parts from the river as they work to figure out what went wrong. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And American Airlines planning to offer free in-flight Wi-Fi in 2026. The Dallas-based carrier announced today the complimentary service will be offered on about 90% of its fleet starting in January. It follows similar moves by JetBlue Airways, Delta, and United. American noted its free Wi-Fi service will be sponsored by AT&T and available for members of its A-Advantage loyalty program.
Okay, while we're talking about airlines here, a federal lawsuit accuses United Airlines of its Arizona-based flight school of fraud. Christian Goodwin has that story.
At least 29 former student pilots accuse United Airlines and its school, United Aviate Academy, of falsely promoting a training program to help them become commercial pilots after a year. The lawsuit alleges the school claimed to have an enrollment cap of 325 students to ensure sufficient resources, but instead had 380 enrolled in March of 2024, leading to a shortage of aircraft and teachers. Some plaintiffs alleging they were wrongly expelled for taking too long to advance and were left with tens of thousands of dollars in debt. United not commenting on the suit itself, but explaining in a statement it has the highest confidence in the rigorous curriculum and flight training program, adding it is proud of the school's hundreds of graduates. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All righty, thank you very much. And now it's time for Your Money Now.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Amazon says they're reaching out to third-party merchants who make up the lion's share of products that the company sells. The query aims to gauge how President Trump's tariffs are actually affecting their businesses. The email to merchants asks how the current U.S. tariff situation has impacted seller sourcing and pricing strategies, logistics operations, and more. Reverend Al Sharpton said leaders at Pepsi are agreeing now to meet this week with civil rights advocates to discuss the company's recent decision to roll back some of their diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Sharpton threatened to lead a boycott against Pepsi. Shares fell today on Wall Street as investors analyzed the latest batch of first quarter earnings reports. The Dow lost more than 150. The S&P 500 dropped 9 points, and the Nasdaq was off the pace by 8. Crude oil futures for May sit above $61 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
All righty. Thank you very much. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll get some health notes for you as we ease you into this evening. Just in a couple minutes here.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
It's tax season. By now, we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's one you need to hear. $16.5 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud last year. Now, here's a good number, 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed. Save up to 40% in your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the city's efforts to turn Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and Davis Highway back into two-way streets from one-way streets. The rise of fake employee applications involving AI, you can't tell who somebody is, and then they get inside your company and they can plant malware. And the psychology behind OnlyFans and strip clubs and why men pay so much money for the illusion of intimacy. You can catch all those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, I know. I got it. News Radio 92.3. I was reading this copy here. It's a story we just got. I wanted to pass on to you. You know, having a dog can make a positive difference for most people.
Sure.
But for children with autism, it is a life changer. Here's Jill Nato.
Take a pause.
Amanda Harpel France in Washington State has an autistic son named Evan.
It got to a point where he was starting to not leave the home. He was that struggling with anxiety. And this is before we got Calvin. This is before we got our canine companion pup.
Calvin is a lab golden retriever mix. And since the service dog came into Evan's world,
he has made a huge difference in bridging that gap between Evan and other kids, to the point that now Evan is going to class, going to scouts, going to 4-H.
The dog even helps Evan sleep better.
Evan will reach over and lay his head on Calvin. Calvin puts his arm on Evan.
But getting a dog from the nonprofit Canine Companions can be a challenge. They often have a 2-year wait list. So they're always looking for volunteer puppy raisers to teach puppies basic skills and manners. Check out caninecompanions.org to learn more. Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, we will continue with your health notes in just a moment. But first, one last quick check of the roads and weather here. Not much going on from what I can see on the road, so thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 53 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, clear, high of 76 and a low of 56.
Okay, a men's multivitamin being recalled this afternoon due to an undeclared allergen. Does this apply for you? Here's Gary Baumgarten.
The FDA says the multivitamins contain undeclared soy flour, which can be deadly to some people. The vitamins are made by Utah-based MTN Ops. The recall Multi-V men's vitamins come in 60 capsule bottles, more than 7,500 of which have been recalled. The multivitamins contain calcium, zinc, thiamine, and vitamins C, B12, and D. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And the FDA is warning the public of counterfeit semaglutide, that's better known as Ozempic. The pharmaceutical company Novo Nordisk manufactures a diabetes drug and said on Monday that several hundred units of a fake drug had apparently made their way into the U.S. drug supply chain. Authorities are advising users, sellers, and providers to verify the lot and serial numbers before dispensing.
Okay, data suggesting fewer people cross state lines to obtain abortions in 2024 than the year prior. Christian Goodwin has an explanation for us.
Researchers at the Guttmacher Institute surveying abortion providers estimating there were a little more than 1 million abortions in states where the procedure is legal in 2024, rising less than 1% from 2023. Also finding the number of those crossing state lines for the procedure dropped by 9% within the same time frame. The newly released report does not take into account self-managed abortions, including those who obtain abortion pills. While a number of studies suggest the number of abortions in the U.S. rose since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, the report is the latest to shed light on the issue since the ruling. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, singer-songwriter Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac's Stevie Nicks, hitting the road with some big stops. And The Who, their National Pinball Wizard musical, has been pushed back again. It's already been pushed back for a year. Monica DeLuca has more in Fox Rocks.
Fox Rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca.
Just like the wide window.
Stevie Nicks is hitting the road, announcing a new solo tour. It begins August 12th in Massachusetts, making stops in Minnesota, Ohio, South Carolina, Florida, Arizona, Oklahoma, and more. Just days before her kickoff performance, Nicks will play MetLife Stadium in New Jersey with Billy Joel. The national tour of the Broadway revival of The Who's Tommy has been delayed by a year. The new launch date for the tour is fall 2026. The Who's Tommy features music and lyrics by Pete Townsend of The Who and a book by Townsend and Des Makinoff, with the two updating their original 1993 Broadway staging that played 900 performances. No reason was given for the delay, and casting has not yet been announced. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
You know, I still have to think about Roger Daltrey announcing his illnesses, losing his hearing, losing his sight. He says, well, at least my voice hasn't gone.
That's true.
I still think that that's something behind that.
Oh, that very well could be.
You know, on here. Do you ever watch Gutfeld at nighttime?
No, I do not. Me personally, no.
Funny show. Greg Gutfeld is hosting a new game show, Michelle Polino explains.
Fox News' Greg Gutfeld will host a new game show for Fox Nation titled What Did I Miss?, focusing on four people who were whisked away and placed in complete isolation following President Trump's January 20th inauguration. 90 days later, these people come out of their cocoons, and before learning what occurred, they will be the first contestants on the show. Gutfeld will present to them both real and fake headlines, and they will have to guess what happened and what didn't. The show will see a panel of regulars that include Kat Timpf and Jamie Lissau. It'll air on Fox Nation May 12th. Gutfeld is one of the hosts of The Five and hosts his own 10 p.m. Eastern program, Gutfeld. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, have a great Tuesday night. Makes bands on the beach if you can get over to the island. For Austin Price, I'm Chris Bryan. We're going to do it all again. 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on News Radio 92.3. We'll see you then.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.